Fred, we'll start with you. To finish with, just tell me who the greatest player was you ever played with here at Gloucester.
Well, it's got to be Jack Folk. When I first came down for my first trial, I was having difficulties against Mike Nichols and Peter Cochran. And it changed over, and then I suddenly was playing with Jack Folk. And within 5 minutes, Jack Folk changed my total attitude and abilities within rugby.
Ron?
I can't give you one because that is one of the hardest questions I think you can answer. I was here 11 years and played with a lot of good players. And though I keep thinking, trying to think back, even from the when I was asked with the heritage of that, Fred's pointing as though, you know, it was him.
It should be him, yeah.
But no, I honestly can't give you one. Everybody I played with, and especially when I did get a good run in the first team, it was just absolutely fantastic to be just part of it.
Good answer.
I'm going to duck that one.
Dave Spencer.
Well, I said earlier about being that player and being a captain that pack. That day, I remember that game so well. Fiddler was in the second row with Boyle, and then the front row was Blakeway, Mills and Sargent, and it was Gaddy, Teague, and I was at seven. And being amongst one of those in that pack was just immense. I'd come from Strahd where I was doing the work of like five of the players in the pack, and you sit on the side of a scrum at Gloucester at King's Home, and you just like sitting on a cushion and doing your job, and it's absolutely fantastic. So I'd say the best people I've ever played with in my forward position would be that Gloucester pack. And I played with Mike Teague and John Gav for quite a long time out there. And to be in that back row with them, you thought about scoring tries. I had 18 tries, I think it was, and I was one off the record with six games to go. And Teague had the record of 19, and there was no way I was going to get the ball for the next six games.
And I'll never forget Steve Boyle and the crash over tries that he got. He was like a bulldozer. Bob Clues?
That's a real difficult question, but I think I'm probably going to say three players that helped me the most or created opportunities for me. And one would be Tommy Palmer when he was playing outside half. Second one would be Rich Jardine. And the third one would be Brian Vine. Those three guys made the most opportunities and created opportunities for me to score. At the end of the day, I was the last man on the line, you know. But these guys made the breaks and made the gaps that allowed me to, you know, play my game.
Top answer. Pete Lanville?
I think for me, I've got probably a standout player for me that I was privileged to play with, and I mentioned him earlier, was Philip Saint-André. When he first came to this club, he pitched up with his brother, Raphael. And if you looked at the two of them, you'd say his brother was the world-class rugby player because, to be honest, Saint-André looked like a bag of potatoes. But once you got on the pitch with him, he had this ability to score tries from nothing. And it wasn't always out on the wing as well. He'd be in the back of a ruck in a pick and go, and he scored a try under the post. His reading of the game was phenomenal. And I think somebody else that I always hold close to my heart, who I'd never played with but had a massive influence on me, was Mike Nichols. He was my first ever coach at Longlevens Rugby Club, and he was just a phenomenal motivator and helped me so much in my early days of rugby.
Fantastic. Philip Saint-André, give him the ball on the 22 and just watch him go. Paul, what about you?
There's a lot of players, every player down here got a lot of respect for, but I think a couple of the captains that I played under, you know, got a lot of respect. I thought Berto did one season down here and major influence, completely changed the way we sort of played, thought we all really enjoyed it and things like that. But I think probably the best was man on my right here, John. He took over for, you know, he did 3 years, changed all our attitudes to training, came out led by example. He'd do a road run, he'd do the steps and made us all feel guilty. We even went on tour. We had training at 11 o'clock every day. However bad you felt, we were glad when the last 3 days of tour came and there was no games left and we didn't have to train. But I'm sure he was out at 11 o'clock, but we were back in bed by then.
John, there's embarrassing for you. What about you?
Well, I got to go for Mike Nichols. I thought a tremendous man. And also, I very honoured to play against Cobner and also my great friend, Andy Ripley, who sadly passed away. But Mike Nichols would be my top man.
Last but not least, Brian.
It's a bit difficult, really. I can't really single many out. I'd probably have to go for John again because he was honest and backed everybody to the hill tonight. And he kept telling me, have a go, go on, have a go, you know. And he just kept inspiring. So I couldn't say anybody else, really. I could tell you the best player I played against, Jeff Evans of Coventry, who was probably my size. But one thing he had over everybody was speed off the mark. Well, He tested me many a times, and I thought I was a bit good defender, but he was a very good player. Other than that, that's it.
Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for your time. It's been a great privilege to talk to all you great players. 1,641 caps between you. We're going to finish with World in Union.